Dean, first of all, I would like to thank you, the organizers, for having me here. It's a big pleasure and an honor. And then I think the previous points made reflect how complex is the situation. In fact, the analysis provided by the 2019 Global Education Monitoring Report, the Gender Review, which is available for us in the room today, there are some copies there if you want, and which was released during the G7 meeting on education in development in Paris this summer, has shown some big intersection between gender, displacement and migration. And in fact, the most important point is that these intersections are not gender neutral. There are some specific challenges for girls, and especially for adolescent girls. First of all, I would like to recall that among refugees, gender gaps in enrollment in secondary education and in primary education too are really too high. So for example, if we look in Kenya and Ethiopia, only 4 girls out of 10 boys are enrolled in secondary education. A study by Plan International in Myanmar also revealed that they have a much higher probability to drop out when they do the transition between primary and secondary education, because especially when they are approaching the adolescent age, because they don't want to mix with men, for example, or they are asked to perform domestic chores at home. So these are really something that we need to think about. And in addition, there is something that is even most important for young girls, that is technical and vocational education is still a male bastion, and even more for refugees. The report's analysis show that barriers are many and are very varied and include, for example, lack of safe transport to schools, affordability issues, a lack of female teachers, and gender-responsive infrastructures, and also training of teachers, mm-hmm. and persistent gender bias norms and attitudes. So if I can structure my quick answer around these 4 themes. So the first point is that safe transport is really necessary to give the incentive to girls to leave home and attend school. And in fact, this even more where there are some extremist groups, as we have seen, like Boko Haram in Nigeria, that really attack adolescent girls. And the threat of violence can even result in more child marriage, especially mm-hmm. among girls. Among the 10 highest, with highest child marriage rate, we see that they are in conflict-affected areas. And a survey of Afghan refugees returning home from displacement camps in Pakistan that was run by Save the Children in 2016 found that because so many girls, adolescent girls, could not access education in camps, the only option that remained for parents were to oblige, in a sense, them to get married. And the same results, very similar findings, we found among IDPs, women in Yemen, that really are pushed into marriages very young. The second issue is a big issue we heard about already from the other side, from the investment in education, but it's an issue also of affordability from the families and the parents. So this is really something very important, and especially by noting that parents often prefer to invest in boys. If moving to the gender-responsive teacher and lack of facilities and structures, we can say that even when girls make it to school, is not enough. Very often they don't feel welcome because either there is not gender-responsive material or teachers or school infrastructure, as we heard, are missing. So the only consequence is that they drop out or they are very often absent. And to conclude, and is not the I mean, is very, something that is very important is that norms and attitudes really matter a lot. And even if we look, for example, at Afghan refugees in Pakistan, we note that the enrollment of Afghan refugee girls in 2011 was half of boys, while in the Islamic Republic of Iran, it was much higher because of the norms towards and attitudes towards girls' education. So if we think about all this together, we realize that when these factors come together and intersect, they can really become a blockout of girls through education, so that parents do not send them to school and they remain really behind.
Mm-hmm.